Tzvian Mizmor Nun Hei. We did two pages. We didn't do yet the Rashis. We didn't finish up all the Rashis. Let's just run through the word something very quickly, and then we'll go over the Rashis. We did the Rashis on page of the second thing. Just run the Pesukim. Pasuk Yud. Run through the Pesukim again. On page 484.
Check your mic, please.
Testing. All right, you gotta get this closer. Page 484. Pasuk says, "Balalukim, David is cursing his enemies. May you swallow them up. Palagalashana, may you divide their tongue." Two perushim below the Rashi and the Mitzudas. Kiraisi Hamas Vodibu ear, I witnessed Hamas the rear of the ear, I witnessed violence and quarreling in the city. Yoimin Valila Yisovavuha, Alchai Mosecha, V'oven, V'amol Bikirba. And there's so much corruption in the city, there's not even enough room. They have a convention for the wicked. And all of the hotels are booked solid. And they have no choice. There's so many wicked people who want to come to this convention. They have to go to hotels outside of the city. And they come and they have to listen on loudspeakers to the convention, to all the popular speakers, to listen to their wickedness. It's overflowing with wickedness. Pretty scary stuff, huh? Havois v'kirba, lo yomish merechoy v'toich v'mirma. There's corruption within, and it does not cease from the streets, from the street, toichu mirma, all different types of corruption. Pasuk gimel ki lo yev yecharfeini. Okay, so let's review what Rashi said yesterday, an amazing pshat. David says that this is unique. All of the mizmoidim we've learned until now, I find myself now in a new situation, dealing with Achitofel, and according to Rashi, dealing with Doig as well, two different stories, is that ordinarily, it never happened to me in my life someone insulted me and I did not strike back and kill them. Ki loy oyev yecharfeini vo'esa. It never happened an enemy insulted me and I just was quiet. I tolerated insult. Never. If someone insulted me, they got it back. Fire and brimstone. But now I am in a difficult situation because I can't fight back. Because I'm dealing over here with very holy people, Doyeg and Achitofel. Loy misan'i olai. It never happened that my enemies, they rose upon me. Vo'esoser mimenu. But with Doyeg and Achitofel, I can't. I have to hold myself back. The atus, because you, Achitofel, what?
Delayed.
A novel he was in, right, Avigail, right, so that goes to prove the point, in fact. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam sha'akol di'ya bidvaray.
Amen.
That, in fact, proves the point, because when novel insulted David, David gathered his army and went to kill him. He went to kill novel, and then who did he meet on the road? A woman, Avigail. Avigail was the husband of novel, and she said to David, you're making a big mistake. The world does not yet recognize you as being the king. You're not, even though you're nimshach and you're starting out. You know, it's not in your best interest to kill my husband at this moment. And David, to his great credit, he listened to a woman. David was defeated by a woman. He listened to her advice and he retreated. And then miraculously, Novel died just suddenly. He died on his own. Whatever happened, he died. And then David married Avigail. So David saved himself from Grois Tzaris by listening to this woman and not killing him. So Ramachol is saying a good point. Why does David say it never happened to me? It did happen to him. Novel cursed him, and David picked himself up to kill him, but he at the last minute decided not to press the button. So it's not, there are exceptions. So I guess it means in general, that was an exception. But generally, according to Rashi, it's amazing, Shan Rashi, here he's coming to say that over here I have a new problem because over here I can't go kill. It's an interesting thing in life. People, you see it all the time, people, they can solve the whole world's problems, but they can't solve their own problems. Or some people can, the very good, they can solve their problems, or they can't solve someone else's problems, whatever the case is. And over here, David is saying just that. I have a solution to everything, but not in this case. In this case, there is no solution. V'ata enosh ki'erki, you are an enosh ki'erki. You're my best friend. Alufi umiyudoi, three words. There are three words that David uses to describe his relationship with Doeg and Achitofel. Erki, alufi umiyudai. Each word is a rich word which has its unique flavor, defining a human relationship, a relationship with another person. A person that's my same erech, an alufi, and a miyudai. We can translate the words, but obviously there's a lot more to this. Erech Rashi, Mitzudas and Erech means, we'll just read the word, Erech Yimiloshan, my value. We have the same.
My equal.
My equal, Erech Mitzudas Dov, Ritzon Eloima Yodeata, called Mistre HaMedina Kamoini. He translated very simply, you know all the secrets of the country. Or you're a politician, you have experience in politics, is that what it means? All right, that's a very simple shot. Alufi, he's a sar, you're a master. Viata sar, me'asarim shle, you are my cabinet. And umiyudoi means you're my friend. I told you all the secrets. I confide in you my secrets. Obviously, the Mefarshim, I'm sure, have a lot more depth in the meaning of these. Look at the Targum. Targum says, V'antiyu achi toifel. Notice that the Targum adds the word achi toifel. Not like Rashi, who learns that this Mizmor is describing two different stories, achi toifel and doyeg. No. That's not what the Targum. The Targum limits limits this discussion specifically to Achi Teufel, not only to Doig. The Ant you Achi Teufel Gavra de Domi Li Rav. Now, what does he say? You're a person that's de Domi Li. Okay, so he says very simple. Eriki means you're similar to me. Does not give any more elaboration. Then he says Rav. Alufi means you're a Rav. You're a great man. And Umi Yudoi. The aleft li you no I'm sorry I'm taking it back. Ki eriki rav the aleft li teacher. You are a teacher. The aleft li you are my teacher. We'll see in the medrash in a few moments that Achi Teufel taught David a few things. You're my teacher. If someone teaches you something, you become their talmid. And the last word umehoda chochmesoli, you made it known wisdom. Okay, it's hard. It's hard. You know, it sounds very simple. Okay, we'll see in a moment.
You know, in the IDF, there's a rank.
Aluf.
Rav Aluf. It's a
chief of staff.
Okay.
Okay, Aluf means
it means a leader, a chief. Okay, next pasuk Tezvav is a beautiful pasuk. Asher yachtav nam tiksoid beveis elokim nahalich berogesh. That's really one of the highlights of these. This is a mizmar. This is a popular pasuk.
Does anybody remember where this was found in
Davening? Asher nach
yachtav nam tiksoid.
In Slichus, where in Slichus?
It's the first thing you say before the pasuk L'chun Aranah. Asher yachtav, I hear the chazan saying it.
What?
The chazan says it by, when you begin Slichus.
You begin Slichus?
Asher b'yodai nam tiksoid.
Okay. Nam tiksoid. Beveis Elokim Nalech Beragesh David. The Pshut Shomegu referring to Achi Teufel. He's saying over there, we together with Namtiksoid. Namtiksoid basically means that we learned Bechavrusa. We took a difficult topic, a soid, a difficult topic, and we together we delved into the depth in order to sweeten it, which basically means in order to uncover the mystery behind a difficult topic of learning. Beveis Elokim, we went Nalech Beragesh carpool. This is called carpool. We went together to the Beis Medrash, Beragesh. We went together. We went together in the same van, in the same mode of transportation. We went Beragesh. It shook a lot. Beragesh means that it's an old jalopy. We felt the road. There were a lot of bumps on the road. They didn't have such good shock absorbers. Okay. We did yesterday the Mitzvahs. We did the Rashi's on the previous page. Now we're up to the Rashi's on. On page 486, Enosh. Let's see how Rashi deals with these upsukim. V'ata Enosh Kierki Elufim Yodi Rashi Enosh Kierki Ish Choshev Kamoini. He learns Poshev Shat Erki means you're Choshev. That's all it means. You're a distinguished person like me. We share in common. We're both Choshev people. Meyudo I Kamoini.
It's not the emphasis on Hashivos. It's the emphasis on
equivalence. Equal. Excellent. Okay. Correct. My equal. Whatever I am, you are. We're the same level. Meyudoi. What does it mean over here? Meyudoi. Kimo alufi. So first, Rashi skips over the word alufi, okay, which we assume to mean as a chief. And then he goes right to the next word, miyudoi, and he says, oh, the word miyudoi is the same as alufi, l'shoin vo e doacha b'shem, parashas kisisa. I will make myself known to you b'shem, with Hashem's name. Dimitargeminon v'rabi soch. So there, the word ve'edu'acha, there the Targum translates, I will make you great.
It means I recognized you.
Okay, that's the pshutim shulshat. That is a simple,
literal. I will make you well known, right?
I'll make you well known with renown. Correct. Vo'edu'acha b'shem. I will make you well known with renown. B'shem means your name will go out. Name recognition. Name recognition is 90% of the game. B'lahavdil elef alfei havdalos, with every exponent you can have in this world. The president, 45, Donald J. Trump. If you read up on him, before he became president, he had this obsession with name recognition. And there was once, I remember reading about him, and that he things that he did early in his life, he had this incredible desire that everyone in the world should know his name. Trump, he was such a balgaiva. Everything, Trump. And even there was a certain story, he did someone chesed. I don't remember the details. He did some frum, so there's a frum community. He did some big chesed. And he said he wants people just to know. I don't remember the details. And
I don't think those incidents were publicized until the people who benefited from them.
But he said in that article that I
would. Favors for, like the shul.
It was his father.
Or that was in honor of his father. Or the guy that needed the emergency airlift. Those things were not publicized until.
But he wanted them to be publicized.
By the people who.
You're right. I don't remember all the details. I do remember reading something about Trump speaking about the concept of name recognition. And there's no question about, here on the news, people talk about people running for office, public office. So you take a person who has absolutely no experience, nothing, and all of a sudden their name is said, oh, they're going to run. There are people out there that spend their entire life devoted to this.
Promoting.
Where does this person come?
Self-promotion.
But why? Because they have an advantage that the other one does not have. You can have a PhD and you can have incredible experience, but no one knows who you are. If no one knows who you are, you're not going to get the vote. Someone who has name recognition, an athlete, an astronaut, a chvesis, someone that has no experience, zero experience, but yet is a name, the whole world knows their name, has an incredible advantage.
Yes.
in drawing a crowd.
Right.
When they call for public speakers, right? You have to go get someone to speak publicly, these public inspirational events. So there are people out there that it can be, phenomenal. But no one's going to come for them. No one's going to come for them because no one ever heard of them. You go and you get someone, a mediocre speaker, but everyone knows his name. He's the head of an organization. He's the head, I saw this many times. Certain people, they are the head of very powerful, influential organizations. And even if people don't even know who they are. But once you say he is the CEO, he is the executive director, he is the head of this commission, of this organization, you'll get a crowd. You'll get a crowd, and the guy gets up and he talks and he says absolutely nothing. Nothing. And then there's another person who really knows the topic of discussion, what they're discussing, and he knows it inside out, and he has so much to say, and he's charismatic, and he just has it, and the people in his close circle know about this. But if you put his name up on a sign, no one's, not even one person is going
to
come.
At first, but you have to, if you're in that town.
It takes generations. Yeah, by the time.
I can tell you that from my experience campaigning in the previous, what was it, 2 years ago almost, year and a half ago, at the first thing was getting the name out there.
Name recognition.
The person to the public. That was the first step.
Name recognition. So, Merbachal, you sing over here, Vo'eduacha b'shem. I will make you well known. The pshutoy shel mikra is renown. I like you said, I will make it known. The world will know your name. The world will know. There will be name recognition. Yet, the Targum does not say that. The Targum says, Vo'eduacha means greatness. Greatness. Who says greatness? Just because you know a person's name, they could be a criminal. Everyone knows criminals. There are a whole bunch of criminals out there. Everyone knows their name. Joe Biden. There are people out there that are literally criminals. Okay? I've done terrible, terrible things. And,
I mean, there's a difference between fame and
infamy. Notoriety. Okay, there is vo'eduacha b'shem. So the Rashi, the Targum there, does not translate the word like Rabbi Michal said, simply a simple literal translation of name recognition. But he says, Vo'eduacha means greatness. I will make you great. And therefore, why is it nafka mina? Because over here, umiyudo'i. Umiyudo'i means that you're a great person. The nafka mina, how you translate those words is very very important when it comes here to Achitofel. Is Achitofel just a name brand? Everyone knows McDonald's, Burger King, or is Vo'eduacha means, this is healthy, quality food. Okay, there's a difference between name recognition and quality. McDonald's, Burger King have name recognition, but it's not good for you. You want to go get something that's organic and healthy. You never heard of these, never heard about it, but it's great. It's going to keep you alive for many more years, a healthy diet, than eating fast food, fried oil, and all different types of chemicals. Okay, we want to welcome to the Beis Medrash Mark Palatnik. Mark, no disturbances. Vaita. Umenachem Perash ki lo oyev yichav now in the case. That's it. All he says, Rashi over here, really, he plays down, Rashi plays down these three words. There are three beautiful words here. Rashi really plays them down pretty much. Now, Umenachem Perash. Now, Rashi is going back to Menachem from the previous pasuk. If only I had wings, I would fly to the end of the earth. If I only had wings, I would escape the tsar of the Russia. If I would escape the cave of the Poritzim, these wicked people, to live in the desert, Oslo Oyev Yicharfeni, no one would insult me, Velo Hayisi Noise Kilimasoi, I would not have to bear their insult, Uvashtoi, Velo Nistarti Miponov, and I would not have to not escape from him, Kashayisi Nisto Mipneim, Kashayisi Besoichan. So over here, according to the Menachem over here is saying is that the pasuk we learned in the previous page, giving us a third interpretation, we have a third interpretation, this pasuk is, it's going back on the previous page, on page 482, if only I had wings like a yonah. It's going back. If only I was able to escape humanity. I'll go out. Right now I'm trapped in a world, in a society where every step I take, I have to watch myself. Every step I take may be booby-trapped. Everything I put in my mouth may be poisoned. Everywhere I go, I have to watch my every word because there are people that are trying to take everything I say out of context and frame me and vilify me and destroy me. It's very difficult living a life where every single thing that you do is under scrutiny and you have to guard yourself guard yourself from all of your enemies. I once saw years ago a beautiful clip about media, how they train politicians how to speak. And they show they were talking to a reporter, and let's have a conversation. Let's have a conversation about whatever, total the weather nonsense. And they have a conversation, and then the reporter, then this company, took that conversation, took out segments, and basically showed how this person is a villain. This person wants to take away your social security. Listen to what he said. And they have a little clip. And then he wants to do this, with the music. the music and the drama and these little pictures, and they take the actual words of the conversation and they use them as sound bites to vilify the most innocent, to me, mystical person. They demonstrated this on this 10-minute segment. They demonstrated, let's just have a conversation. And then this company, they made a commercial. Make believe you were a politician running for office. Now we're going to do a dirty campaign, and I'm going to make a commercial that we're going to spend $100,000 all over the country, and we're going to vilify you with a dirty campaign. And the person, this reporter, was in utter shock. You took every single thing I said out of context, and you created this whole incredible nonsense in order to vilify me. So what do? This company, they train you when you speak how not to fall into the trap of creating a soundbite for an opponent to vilify you. There are techniques. There's a chokhmah. People, they study this. It's incredible stuff. There's a technique how to teach a person to be careful not to say something in such a way where someone will be able to take a sentence or a phrase and create a soundbite that will fool people in them believing this person is evil when he's not. David, nothing. The more things change, the more they stay the same. According to Menachem, that's exactly what it says over here. David says, I live here in a community where they're out to get me. When they're out to get me, everything that comes out of my mouth, they're trying to use against me. Everything that I do, every location I find myself, there's always a trap. There's always a trap. Me ye ten li aver kayoin. If I only had wings, I would fly away to the end of the world. I could live a leisurely life. I don't have to watch myself. I don't have to worry that my food is poisoned. I don't need a taster for everything that goes into my mouth. I don't have to have a security team, a security guards, and alarms. I once even read about a very wealthy person. Everyone knows. It's in the book, really. I don't want to say, but it's very well. Everyone knows about. And this fellow went to visit him for Shabbos and was able to stay in this home. Someone actually told this to me over here. It's not in the book. I think about it. A person I know, someone told me, he went to stay by a very famous, phenomenally wealthy person in a different country, and he was a guest by him for Shabbos. He comes there Friday, and this Balabas, this very wealthy, famous Oscar, takes him in, and he told him, be careful, don't go here, there's an alarm here, there's a sound alarm. And he told him, basically, everything over here is under 24-hour surveillance, and if you step over here, it's going to trigger an alarm. If you touch this, it's going to trigger this. And this person says he was just totally baffled. This person is an Askan, is a phenomenally wealthy person, and he's living in a prison. He's mamish living in a prison. This is my house. I can walk around the whole house. I have no digas. I wake up. I go to the kitchen. I go to the basement. I learn here. I do this, it's too cold, I go to this room, it's too hot, I go to this room. And I live in a little dilapidated house, okay, and the paint is peeling and there are leaks. But I live, and I couldn't believe what this guy was telling me.
It's an old Yiddish.
Don't walk here, don't walk there, this is gonna trigger this alarm. This guy, he's a billionaire, he's living in a prison in his own home. And can you imagine wherever he goes? Security. So David's saying, that's my life. Because when you have enemies, people out to get you, people want to kill you, I have to guard myself. Menachem says, Ki lo oye, if I would only escape, me yitin li avir kayoin, I would go to the other end of the world. Ki lo oye v'yacharfeini. When I would walk in this street, no one would curse me. And I would have to tolerate it. Lo misanai olai higdil, and my enemies would not rise up upon me and paparazzi come after me. Let's go down this way, so they shouldn't catch me. We shouldn't go this way. I remember once I heard Bill Clinton. He once said they opened up a new CIA branch, a new building. And he had to come there and give a speech to dedicate the building, the place, whatever it was. So in his speech, he says, I want to thank the Secret Service today. They were very kind today. we drove up in front of the building. You know, every time I go Bill Clinton said, every time I, the President of the United States, I go somewhere, we always go where the garbage is. We go in the back alley with the garbage where it stinks. We have a whole entourage of 20 cars with the mayor before he came to Kuehl. He used to do that. He used to carry the football with him. The nuclear. We always, because of security, we always go down the back alleys in these tunnels that are leaking and it stinks from the garbage. Today, what a pleasure. They let me, drove me right throughout. What a mechaya.
I mean, if it's not
secure, it's not CIA. Okay, so I don't have to go. I'm able to go. If you're a private person, I would be able to escape. This is the way Menachem learns the pshat in this pasuk. Nachmo, 3 lines from the top, page 486. Menachem perish ki lo oyiv yichafeni v'asa yesh olav mino inyan mitin liyever aufa v'eshkoina. It's going back to the pasuk before the previous two, three pages ago when David says it only had wings. Ilo yicholti la lois ever, only was able to grow wings. So yisi toss, I would fly v'noided b'mnei okas rasha because of the tsar of the rasha ki b'tzeisi mikedev maras penitzim. If I'd only escape the cave of the wicked, meaning society. He's calling this world the cave of the wicked. What a metaphor. What a metaphor for Olam Hazeh. This world is one big cave of wicked people. Lolun Bamidbar, I would escape to the desert, Selah, forever. Oz then, lo oyev yicharfeini, when I would walk in this street, no one would curse me. Veloha yisi noise kilimosa, I wouldn't have to bear his insult, uboshtoi, and the nasty, insulting things that he says to me that embarrasses me. Veloi nistarti mi ponov, I wouldn't have to hide and go down a different street in order not to be seen mi ponov. Kasha yisi nistar mipneihem, like I would hide mipneihem before them. Kisha yisi b'seichem, when I lived amongst them. Upishroin ze lo yitochein, Rashi says, with all due respect, Menachem, you are dead wrong in your interpretation. This interpretation is not correct. Why? No, it's not. I don't see any parentheses. It's in the brackets. I think it's in the brackets. In the brackets. In the less than sign. I don't know. This edition, I've never seen this in any edition before. In the art scroll, this edition, they have these the less than sign and the greater than sign. For some reason, it became the brackets. Why couldn't they use the regular standard brackets? Why this? I don't know. But you're right, Mayor, it's in these brackets, in these symbols. So what does that mean? It means that Rashi did not write this? Could be. Upishroin, could be, or maybe, whatever it is. Whatever, we don't really know. Maybe in some editions it appears, and in some editions it does not appear. And maybe Rashi really did write it, and for some reason it only appeared in certain editions, for whatever the reason it could be. Upishroin zedlo yitochim b'mnei ha'psukim ha'kasuvim ha'chadov, Vehem the ato enosh kierki alufiu miyudui asher yachav dam tekstavis l'gnach v'rogesh, because there's no flow. It doesn't. There's no continuity. If David over here is saying, what is the ato? If you don't like Rashi that says that I got a problem, it makes it perfectly. It's seamless. David is saying, under ordinary circumstances, if someone insults me, I kill them. But in this case, I can't. Because you're an outstanding Talmud Chacham, you're my friend, I just can't. I can't do it. Because Vi'ata, so Pasuk Yud Dalit seamlessly flows from Pasuk Yud Gimel. But according to Menachem, my inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai, Pasuk Yud Gimel is going back on describing society, is describing David's frustration in being under constant attack and scrutiny, and all of a sudden, Vi'ata, you? My opinion, what's going on? What's the connection? That is why Rashi rejects Menachem. Asher upishron zelo yitoch mimei ha'psukim ha'ksud ma'achrov v'heim ba'atu enesh kareki alufim yodi v'asher yachad adu soid b'vei selikim alach b'rogesh l'chein posa ois.
You're explaining,
you're giving, not you. Look, Menachem perish. Shulman, good morning. Shalom aleichem. Rashi is explaining, Menachem perish ki loy oyev yicharfeni vo'esa. You're right. Even though the Dibur HaMaskel is on Pasuk Dalet, Rashi is going backwards. Menachem, this insert is going backwards. Explicitly says we're going back to Pasuk Yud, with, even though we've already done that. Rashi is now going backwards to Pasuk Yud Gimel, and it's explaining what Menachem says. Menachem translated Pasuk Yud Gimel differently than we did, and Rashi is saying that if that Menachem cannot be correct because the Pasuk that we're learning now does not flow. The reason why this comment is presented here and not before is because this Pasuk is proof that what Menachem said in Pasuk Yud Gimel cannot be correct because there is no continuity. And now he quotes Dunash, the third of the team. There's a trial. There's Menachem, Dunash, and Rashi. We have this very often in Chumash and in Nach. These three always, they go together. These three were the experts in not only diktuk but in what's it called in a pshat. There's no pshat. I always resonates in my head what Rabbi Simcha Soloveitchik told me many times is that pshat. What is pshat? What is the translation of pshat? What is the etymology of the word pshat? V'hifshit es ho'ilo. What does word v'hifshit mean? To strip away, to flay, to take, to pull off the skin. What do you do when you take away the skin? To flay the skin. Let's see what's doing under the hood. You look at a car, right? How does the car work? So with the pshat is you go into the car, you turn on the engine and you go. Right? Isn't that the pshat? Does the car, let's say you would take these terms and apply it to an automobile. Make believe. Ask the average person, how do you apply the word pshat, drush, soid, and remez to an automobile? So you say an automobile, what's the pshat? The pshat is, yeah, nice. Does it look nice? Yeah, it looks nice. At a car wash. Does it work? Well, let me go in the car. Turn on the engine goes on. You press on the gas, it goes. Does it smooth drive? Yeah. It's nice. It feels good. It smells good. It looks good. The car looks great. It works. Everything works, it passed inspection. Pshat. What's the soid? The soid is how much does this cost? What's the drush? Well, you know, there's a little button inside the car. When you pull that hook, then the hood opens up. Then you go pop. Oh, you go outside, you open up the hood. Oh my gosh, what's in here? What's all this? What's all this mumbo jumbo in here? All these pipes, wires. These round things, square things, so many things. What is this? That's how the car works. Okay? So you would say that pshat in the pasuk is like, oh, the pasuk looks very nice. No, it's not. There's no such thing. There is no such thing as simple understanding of a pasuk. Because the word pshat comes from the word v'hifshit esoyla, to flay the animal. Remove the skin. Let's see what we got underneath the animal. Oh, there's a heart. There are lungs. There are kidneys. There's forbidden fats, permissible fats, tendons. There's a spinal column. Hoo-hoo, look what's doing here. Who would imagine? Who would imagine all of these parts that work together in order that this animal can function? V'hifshit esoyla. There is no such thing in Torah as what we colloquially call pshat. You ask the average person, what does it mean pshat? It means a simple understanding. You take out an article, Chumash, they translate it for you. There is no such thing. There are four different levels of understanding in Torah. Pshat, remesh, drush, soit. The other three, I don't know what they are. Okay? Whatever they are, they are. Remesh, okay, whatever you use your imagination, gematrius and rashi tevis. Is remez and drush is gzereshava. It says a word here. It says a binyanav. Okay, these are all very esoteric things. That's drush, drushais, which is totally mystical. Also, very things which are not logical. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Word here. Soit, like I told you, soit. What is soit? Mystical concepts. When it says something is referring to the olamos. And what is remez? Gematrius, Rashi Teves. So what do you got left? Pshat. What is pshat? The deeper, intricate workings of the pasuk, which means open up the hood, take off the hood, let's take it apart. into its little pieces, all the screws. Let's see how everything works. That's pshat. There's no such thing as just a simple superficial. Okay, the hifshit es ho'ilah. The makar of the word pshat. Rav Simcha Soloveitchik, I heard him say this 100 times.
This is what the Malbim says on Shalmi Alecho. I need to strip away. Moshe was able to strip away his outer layer and expose himself to God, and that's what God wanted from him. Yoshua couldn't, and that's why it's in Shalnalcha.
Both. You have to remove the toe completely.
Just a partial stripping away. He couldn't do it all the way on the level of Moshe.
So this over here is the trio, Menachem, Dunash, and Uvaroy Sham Rashi, and over here they all come together, and that's why he says L'chidei V'pasa Arsoi Dunash B'inyan Acher V'ze Pisroi Noi. This is what he has to say. Ki lo oyev yichafen yisvo esa Cher pasoi V'loi misan'i olai higdil vo esa ser menu Ki im. Now here's the whole new mahalach. Ki im alufi umiyudoi asher yachtav namtik soid beveis elukim nalach b'rogesh. Now what does that mean? He explains. V'adover hazeh yodua ki ha'adam kashal of cherpas ha'oyev mi'cherpas ha'oyev. For a person, it's much more painful to hear an insult that comes from a good friend than to hear from an enemy. An enemy, you know what they're going to say. Your enemies, you know what they have to say. But you don't expect it, or actually you don't expect it. It's just more painful to hear an insult from your friend. It is painful, difficult for him. The cherpas, the insult of an ohev, me cherpas ohev. V'gam yuchal hisotzer me oivoy, and a person is able to hide from an enemy, because watch out. Oh, the enemy is here. I know. I have experience with this. V'lo yuchal hisotzer me ohavo behagider loy es kolibo. Now, I don't know exactly what he means to say, but I think what he's saying is the same exact thing as the Mitzudos David. It would be nice here to make it. Would nice here to make another pshat in the pasuk, but I think over here, Dunash is basically saying what the Mitzudos David said, and that is like with Kilo Oyev Yecharfeni. If only it would be that an enemy, I'm translating a little differently than I translated yesterday and the day before we discussed this difficult pshat in the midst of this dog, but basically, ki lo oyev yicharfeini vo esa. If only, make believe when it says the words ki lo, I'm loosely translating those words as if only. If only it would be that an enemy would insult me, because then I would be able to tolerate it, because I'm used to it. I'm prepared for this. This is what I do the whole day. Loi misani olai higdil. If only it would be, I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen. But if it has to happen, let the insult and let the problem come from an enemy. Because an enemy, we know how to deal with enemies. Enemy, we have a long history of dealing with enemies. I would be able to hide myself. I know I know their playbook. But you, Achi Teufel, my best friend, there's no playbook. I don't have a plan. I'm not prepared for this. But v'ata enosh kierki alufi umi yudoi. I don't know how to deal with this. This is basically exactly what the Mitzudos David said in his commentary. The Mitzudos David saw here three interpretations of this pasuk, and he selected as his favorite in his commentary, that we always focus on as the ikur to help us here, is Dunash. He rejected Rashi. He rejected Menachem, and he selected Dunash. And he's saying over here is that there are two different types of people who insult you, friends and enemies. And David over here is saying the frustration that if it would be an enemy that would insult me, then vo'esa, I would be able to deal with it. But unfortunately, it's not. It's a best friend. I don't know what to do. That's Dunash, that's the Mitzvah David. Rashi himself says, it's like a rhetorical question. Ki lo oyev yichar feini vo'esa. That's really a statement. It never happened in my whole life. An enemy insulted and I was silent. An enemy insults me? How dare you? You're dead. Rashi uses the most graphic terms. Haragoy. Rashi says, I kill my enemies. If someone insults me, ki lo yev cherfani miyomai she'esa cherposoi, elo kamti olov vaharaktiv. Make no mistake. Rashi says, if you insult David, David gets up and he kills you. Loy misanai olai higdil. It never happened. An enemy rose up against me and I retreated. You fighting with me? I fight back. David was a fighter. This is, according to Rashi, an incredible insight into the personality of David HaMelech. Most people that I know are not like this. Most people, if someone barks at them, they run away.
Well, you have to say, you know, Heve Mio Mio Shval Ruach, except for Melech Shemachal HaKvodo, ain't Kvodo Machal. So he's interested in the, the office. You're insulting the Malchus.
Look, Kahana Chai. What's Kahana Chai? We have over here Bloom. We have over here Mr. Philip Bloom, who is a first cousin. Correct?
Brother-in-law.
We have over here, we have Alan is back. Shalom Aleichem. How are you? How's your mother doing? Can't hear you. Is the sound of my computer off? Alan, I can't hear you. Maybe it's my problem. I'm going to get a new solution. I figured out what to do with this. I can't hear. All right, everyone online, I can't hear you. There's something that is wrong. Oh, now it's going to work. Okay. Okay, now I can hear you. Now I can hear everyone. All right. Sorry about that. Those online. Now I can hear you. Okay, but in any event, most people, Meir Kahana is the brother-in-law of our very own Philip Bloom. And he had a derech, which is very important, of you don't take garbage. You assert yourself. You assert yourself. Okay, it's an approach, and who's to say who's right, who's wrong? Klal Yisrael derech klal have all generally been very meek. That when we're under attack in Galus, what do we generally do? We run away. We run away. No, don't hurt me. Don't touch me. I run. We run away. I think most of Klal Yisrael has a very meek, and they're very always retreating when they're under attack. There are certain people that don't feel that's correct, and you in the modern world you have to assert yourself with an intensity. Look at this pasuk. David HaMelech is revealing, according to Rashi, his personality, and you can't deny what Rashi says. David says it never happened that an enemy would insult me, and I just tolerate it. If you insult me, David, I get up and I kill you. I manish kill you. Who would you want to be your king, Mark? A king who behaves like this, when an enemy insults you, you get up and you kill them. You don't tolerate nonsense. Or if someone attacks you, oh, of course, we'll give reparations. Of course, we'll make you the president. Of course, take the whole country for yourself. Okay? One of Lahavil Elif Alfi Avdolos, Trump's policy is America first. And he wants to give Musa, there's a very beautiful clip, of him speaking to Mamish world leaders. And he told them, it is my job as a leader to protect my people. They come first. And he said to them, and that's what you should be doing for your people. This is a very popular clip. David HaMelech says exactly that. Yeah. David HaMelech here says, Ki lo oyev yichar feini vo'esa. It never happened. Someone insulted me and I just was quiet. You insult me, I get up, elakamti olova haraktiv. I get up and I kill you. Can you imagine David being your leader? This is the ultimate principle of A leader's role is his country comes first at all costs. It's an attitude. And when you have that attitude, no one starts up with you. And when you're dealing with Klal Yisrael, you don't start up with Klal Yisrael. David was not the Melech of Klal Yisrael for nothing. This insight of Rashi, how he reads the Pshat and the Pasuk, is an incredible insight into David's hashkafa of leadership. You don't mess around with us. We come first. However, Menachem didn't say that. Menachem learns that you cannot derive from this pasuk any insight into David HaMelech's hashkafa of leadership. According to Menachem, it can very well be that if someone would insult Klal Yisrael, okay, sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can do no harm. You can insult me, you can pass resolutions in the United Nations to condemn us. Who cares? Shtoik, shtoik, shtoik. Ah, this pasuk is not talking about anything. This is talking about that David, they want to kill David. David says, if only I can go to the moon, and set up a Chabad house there, no one will bother me there, I'll do whatever I want. Dunash, also, there's no indication of David's personality. This pasuk, Dunash over here is saying is that if an enemy would insult me, I wouldn't lose any sleep. Have a nice day, I would have dinner, and go to my dafyomi, and it's water off a duck. But when my best friend stabs me in the back, I lose sleep. Something is really wrong. So we have over here Sacha called three, a major, major machloikis, how to translate Pasuk Yud, Yud Gimel, and there's a very big nafkamina in the leadership, in the insight into David's attitude of leadership for Klal Yisrael. It's a very big, according to Rashi, it's a major revelation of David's approach to life, and certainly as a leader for Klal Yisrael, certainly the way he values Klal Yisrael. And according to Menachem and Dunash, maybe you'll find other psukim, I don't know, go search Tanakh, go search Chazal. But this pasuk is nothing to do with David HaMelech's attitude towards dealing with problems, for insults and problems. Nothing doing. There's no indication whatsoever. You know, I told you this once. There's a lot of life is about attitude. There was a Rebbe. I think I read this in Zachary Wild. I think it's in the book there also. Where it's in that book. It's in that book. I heard it better than the way it's presented in the book, I think. But the story is where you have a Rebbe, and the Rebbe has a Talmud, and the Talmud is a terror, and he has committed every crime in the book. And Vayhi Hayom, the Rebbe called the Rebbe, the principal, the Hanhala, they have decided they are dismissing the student from, they're expelling him from the yeshiva. They can no longer have this student in the yeshiva, they're throwing him out. And they call the parents for a meeting to tell the parents we're throwing the kid out of yeshiva. They very gently tell the parents he's committed all these crimes and he's expelled. And the father there says, you know, I came here today, I thought you would tell me that my son is going to be the valedictorian. I thought if you would tell me anything less than my son is the best student that you have, I would take out a bazooka and just destroy this institution. And you're telling me he's the worst? We're living in two different worlds. The teacher, the principal, was so shocked at the attitude of the father to his son, they didn't expel him. The end was they didn't throw him out. Because when the parent really believes in his child, that he really thinks he's the best for real, and he has someone fighting for him, he has a fighter, someone that really believes in his child, and comes to the yeshiva and says, my son is the best. You should skip him to the next class. What are you kidding? He should be ready. You should put him in the next class. He should be the valedictorian. And the father really believes it. It's a whole different ball game. When you have a leader who gives that that radiates with you know, chashivos of who we are, then your enemies, they don't start up with you.
Yeah,
they don't mess with you.
Maybe our kids are terrorists because of the way his father thinks about it.
Okay, obviously everything is a balance. Obviously, if the kid is a terrorist and it's murdered people, and he's a serial murderer, obviously it's a different story. Everything has to be taken in its context. It goes without saying, but you get the point. And this pasuk, according to Rashi, my little reading over here, to me, it's a real eye opener, in
David's hashgacha here, one of the three different ways. Does not necessarily apply for the average person whether we should have the attitude of fighting back or we should have
different strokes. All right, you're right. Different strokes for different folks. This was David, 100%, because you can show me a million mamori chazal. Shoymim cherpasan v'loy moshivim is v'oyavav kitzei sashemesh b'gvurasa. If you listen to your insult and you don't fight back, absolutely you can find a million.
The
prior person, right? It all depends. Everything, obviously, every single thing depends on its context, depends who you are, depends on the situation. But you see, according to Rashi, such a powerful pasuk, such a powerful expression. Who would you want to be the leader of your country? Someone like David, who is going to fight for you, is not going to tolerate nonsense, or someone that says, "Here, oh, sorry, I'm sorry. You can have the whole country for yourself. Do whatever you want. You can fly balloons and missiles, and you can have all of our money, and you can have take down all the borders." And just run over the, even though these people who believe in these ideas are only 3% of the country. 3% is mamish. That they own the country. You walk into a public place. You have to have now. The whole day the country is busy with. Can you go into this bathroom? Can you go into that bathroom? That's what the country is busy with. How many people believe in this? 3%. So why does 3% dominate 97%? Well, when you're weak and you're a shmata and everyone runs over you, then 3% they control the country. When you're a strong person, then 97% is 97% will be kind, will tolerate you. But who says you're the boss? Like I told you, walking down the street, this woman was walking down to this big dog, and the dog was pulling her. The dog was pulling her to the side, and she screams at the dog, "You're not the boss! Stop pulling me! I'm the boss!" She's talking to the dog. Who's the boss? The dog is the boss, or the person is the boss? Okay, it's unbelievable. You read a pasuk like this, Rabbi Isai, it's so refreshing. To read this Rashi, it's refreshing. Ki lo oyev yecharfeni voesa. Rashi, I never had a situation where someone insulted me. Sheesa cherpasoi ella kamti olav haraketiv. I got up and I killed him. I got up and I killed him. Okay, if I would say this, someone said this, they would put us in prison. David, Rashi says, Shan the pasuk. Let's finish up. Pasik Tezvov, Asher Yachlev, Hayinu Regilim Lahamtik Soid Batoira. Rashi is the only one that says this. The Mitsuda says Lahamtik Soid was in the Medina, in matters of government, in matters of public policy, in governance. Rashi says we learned Bechavrusa Batoira. Berogesh means, so this is also not like the Mitsuda. The Mitsuda says together. Berogesh means a gush together. Mm-hmm. Rashi says we went to the Beis Medrash Beroiv Am. What is, how does that explain anything? I'm not sure. Beveis Elokim, what is Beveis Elokim? Beveis Midroshois. We went to the Beis Medrash with a multitude. So therefore what? I don't know what. Targum, yeah. Beveis Mikdash. The Beis Hamikdash. The Ohola, yeah.
They went together, and they had an entourage. In other words, they were proud to be seen together in public.
Okay, it has to be something like that. We were well known to be good friends. It was well known that we were a chevra. Yasi, okay, that's it. That's the next pasuk. It's late, so we're going to stop over here, take a short break, and we'll do some chumash.